Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? Good to see you with Brackets Hunter.
Everything looks good. Big load off my mind.
On air and online. We should go. WIRX.com. Don't forget to stream us on your smart devices. Hey, play Rock 107 WIRX, and they'll do it for you. It's pretty crazy.
You boss those robots around and listen to us. It's great, man.
There you go.
Anyway, it's 8:14. Quick look at your forecast here for today. We got some snow possible later on today. Could see 3 to 4 inches in some areas. Tonight, low of 32. It's a high of 43, so it's going to be all over. It's a mixed bag. Tomorrow, some snow in the morning, but then a high of 42. Then it's warming up. Saturday, high of 50. Sunday, high of 55. Monday, high of 55. Tuesday, 58. Wednesday, 55. So hopefully that sticks around. I'm not looking too far ahead, but fingers crossed, man. We got to get that last one in.
This is one good thing about Florida is they got great weather to deal with right now.
That's true.
Just
you can't go out and enjoy it, though. You know,
well, I guess you can go for walks and you can bike around.
You could sit. You could electric bike around.
You know, maybe I should do the show from. I got family in Sarasota. Maybe I'll just cruise down there, show from Sarasota.
You could
in
with
the
your
sun.
Setup. You absolutely could. You could do it on the beach. You could relive your Cabana Boy days and do the show on the beach.
But then I'd be that guy on the beach in Florida that we were just bitching about a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Hey, we're out here, bro. It's spring break.
I'm not letting this virus stop me from partying, bro.
Oh, God.
Come on, bro. We got to party, bro.
Anyway.
You know what, though? Maybe I'll go visit my old spot, my old Cabana Boy spot. Relive the old days. Maybe drag a few chairs and umbrellas out like I used to.
You know, it's cute when you're, you know, in your early 20s. Huh. Not so much when you're 34, all right?
Come on.
God, that...
I'm still tanning. Well, I'm not tan. I guess I'm still kind of ripped.
God, that Cabana Boy. So it's like a Cabana geezer is what it is, man.
Look at that old guy. Looks like he's been here for, yeah.
Old wrinkly bag.
I think I still got it, man. I could drag those chairs out.
I think I
set like 13 or 14 of them up at a time, which was not easy, even at 20.
You ride an electric bicycle. You don't even get the exercise of your legs. You think you're going to be able to hoof a bunch of chairs and umbrellas out? Absolutely not.
Probably not. No. Yeah. Damn it.
You look like that old guy in Aladdin. You know, the one with the...
Come on. You say we're talking about Jafar?
Yeah. When Jafar is in disguise as the old guy, that's what you look like.
Are we gonna be those tan old guys in Speedos that are like levels of tan, like 18th level of tan, like you're just turning into a leather bag at this point. And it's like you've been sitting on the beach like since retirement.
Yeah,
you know,
there has to be a point where you can't get any more tan. Isn't that it?
Yeah, I think there is a point.
I've
seen those people. Yeah, it's when your skin starts to fall off your body. Because you're so tan and wrinkly.
You look like that old leather couch that was in Grandpa's study, in his smoking room that he used to sit on while he'd read War and Peace. It looks like that. Love it.
What's it at the Speedos, too? Why do these old guys got to wear the Speedos? It's just
you got to get as much skin open to the sun as possible.
I guess, man.
You can't have weird board short tan lines. That looks ridiculous.
It's that tan skin and that bright white chest hair that's it's that Bob Barker hair on these guys' chests.
Just glistening in the sun. Just glistening. Yeah. I can't wait to be there.
And he's got a big fupa, too, you know? You never see an old tan ripped guy. You know, it's always some...
Not until us, right, Hunter?
right.
So stupid. All right, anyway, let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford, Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
What's up?
When you're stuck in a small space with the same people for weeks and weeks, sometimes the dumbest things will find a way to set you off. Like this, for example. There's a 23-year-old woman named Ashley Stupi in St. Petersburg, Florida. She's been locking down with her 24-year-old girlfriend. Well, on Tuesday afternoon, they started arguing about TikTok videos. It's not clear exactly what TikTok videos caused the argument, but there was one. Anyway, Ashley wound up starting a slap fight with her girlfriend, and she was arrested for domestic battery. You dumb bitch.
Yeah. I thought TikTok was gone, and then the quarantine happened, and now it's back.
It's back, buddy. It's not going anywhere. It's
back in full force.
It's gonna just haunt us for so long.
There was a time where like people were uploading those TikTok selfie videos where they like sing along to like a song, and you do like the dance moves in front of your camera. This is just like it happened for like months and months, and then kind of went away for a little bit, and then quarantine happens, and everybody has all this extra time now. Now we're just bombarded with more.
I don't have TikTok. I have never done a TikTok. I have never talked on the tick, nor will I ever, because it's ridiculous.
You might have to.
No, never. Never.
You know?
No, I will never, ever, 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 ever do it.
It was like when Facebook first came out, you're like, nah, not doing it, not doing it. And then all of a sudden you got it. And now you're hooked.
As terrible as Facebook 10 years later. As terrible as... Yeah, but I never got in on the Vine. Remember when doing it for the Vine was so big? Yeah, yeah. Everyone was doing it for the Vine, man. Mm-hmm. No.
That was like the 5-second videos, right?
Yeah, they were just short little videos. But it's just like TikTok. It's the same thing, basically, you know? It's just all things for our short attention spans, our goldfish-esque attention spans that we need.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm going to be honest. I've never even opened up the application. So what's different about it than just your regular video app? It's just video editing, and you could filter everything like everybody does.
Yeah.
It's not you. That is not you. I'm sorry. If you put a filter on, it's not you.
I saw a TikTok once. It was two people having sex, and the lady had a bunny filter on. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what. Does that count as furry? Is that bestiality? What does that count as?
Just trying to cuten it up a little bit.
Look, it's not as bad because I got bunny ears on. It's okay. It's
just
family
stop
friendly.
It.
It's
family stop friendly. It with the bunny ears. If you go through your Facebook and like every picture has bunny ears on it, just delete your account.
Just get rid of it. Delete your account and reevaluate your life. All right. Well, watch out for slap fights from TikTok. That's your WTF.